Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ki Tetzeh, Restoring Yourself. We know that there's a mitzvah of Hashavat Avidah, restoring lost objects. As it says, Lo tireh et shor achicha otzeo nidachim, italam tamehem, she'tishivem l'achicha. You should not see your ox of your friend, his sheep, lost, and just ignore them. Rather, she'tishivem l'achicha should surely restore them to your brother. However, as Rabbi Usher Weiss points out, the mitzvah of restoring lost objects goes beyond simply restoring lost property. For instance, we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin 73a. There we see that avidat gufo minayin. How do we know that not only should you restore lost objects, but you should even restore the person? In other words, if someone, God forbid, is drowning, or you see that robbers are about to attack him or perhaps kill him, then you have to save his life. It's not only the mitzvah from Parshat Kedoshim, from Leviticus 19, the idea of you should not stand idly by the blood of your neighbor, but it's also a mitzvah of Hashavat Avidah, of restoring Vashevotolo. You should return him to himself. Not you should return it, the lost object, but you should return him. You got to restore, you got to make sure that he himself, your friend, your neighbor, that he is restored, that he's not mauled by a wild animal. That too is a mitzvah of restoring lost objects, believe it or not. Then you have a Gemara Baba Kama, an 81b. There, talk about someone who's not, God forbid, in danger, but he's just lost. And the question is, do you have to help him get through? I mean, can he walk through your vineyard to get home? Does he have to go all the way around to find his way? Or is it, look, if you're lost, then, you know, you got to walk over the vineyard. You don't want to make everyone walk 3 miles just to get home. So if they're lost, we'll let them trample on some of my grapes. So in fact, the Gemara says that v'hashev oto, that Hashavat Gufo, again, they apply this concept of Hashavat Gufo, the restoration of your body, your person, not just to save your life, but even just to get you back to where you're supposed to be. You have a lost object. Someone lost their computer. They left their phone, and you get their phone back to themselves. Well, what if someone is lost? He himself, she herself, is in the wrong place. Don't you have a mitzvah to get them back to where they need to be? You sure do. That's the second expensive view. The idea of Hashavas Avidah. Then we have another case where the question is your animal. Surely if your animal's lost, you have to return him. What if your animal is going to be lost in the sense that your animal is dying? Now, the Ran says that, well, if there's no other veterinarian to help the animal, then you have to do it. Tosfos will take a more draconian view. The Tosfos, Rashi's grandchildren, their students, he says, no, you have no mitzvah to heal someone's donkey. Right? We understand that there's a mitzvah to heal your fellow Jew, right? You save their life. But to heal someone, the property of your neighbor, you don't have to go that far. But the question is, why not? If we have this expensive view of restoration of lost property, well, if your animal, fellow, your neighbor's animal is dying, is having a difficult childbirth, and you know how to help him, oh, why shouldn't you do it? So the Chazon Ish says that, well, the Torah did not force us to serve others for free. In other words, if there's something that traditionally is done by hiring someone, so let him go hire somebody. For instance, let's say someone has a flat tire. So they have AAA. They can go do that. It depends on the communal norms. Do you usually stop and help someone even though they have AAA? Or is this something usually done by a professional? It depends on the communal norms. But there is an idea, according to some, that what do you mean? Even your animal is sick. You have to help restore the health of that animal so that your friend will have an animal. The Hashavat Avidah is not just to take a physical object and return it, but also to make sure that there's no damage to the property as well. The Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Babad, a few hundred years ago, who commented on the list of mitzvot in the Sefer HaChinuch, he says in Mitzvah 239, he says, You have an obligation to rebuke your fellow neighbor. But you know what? You also have an obligation to restore his spiritual self. If the Talmud expanded that you not only have to restore the person's property, but certainly you should also restore their life, then certainly you should also restore their spiritual life. If we ask, where is our mitzvah to reach out to other Jews, to evangelize other Jews, if we might use that expression? The answer is, Vashevo Tolo, return him to himself, to his Judaism, to his soul, to the Torah. That too is an expansion of the idea of restoration of lost property. It's not always property. It could even be land. You may have to put up a barrier so that your fellow's property is not swept away with a flood, a tsunami. If you could put a barrier up, you have to do that too. You have to go out of your way to actually do that and save your fellow's property. And finally, if the whole idea of damaging someone else, how do we know that you're not allowed to hurt others? It's been suggested that perhaps you can't hurt others because you have to restore, in the contrary, you have to restore others. You have to make sure that no damage comes to your fellow. So it turns out that this mitzvah of restoration of lost property, it's rooted in something much deeper. It's really just an expansion, just an example of ve'ahavt l'reicha kamocha, of loving your neighbor as yourself. We know that the Rambam, in his definition of loving your neighbor as yourself, as you can see in some of our other videos, is not just to have good feelings about him, to speak highly of all your fellow Jews and friends and comrades, but also to worry about their mamon, about their property. And the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is just an expansion. It just is a specific mitzvah to restore things, to make sure everyone gets their property, gets themselves, but even to restore themselves as well. Sometimes our friends are lost. They're lost spiritually, physically, or they're in danger spiritually, physically. And Vahashevoto lo, beautiful reading of this verse, not you should return it, return the object, the donkey, to him, but rather return him. Return your friend to himself. You have to sometimes go back to ourselves. At this time of year, before Rosh Hashanah, sometimes we have to restore ourselves, teshuva, to get back to ourselves. We are lost objects. We're lost personas. And we need to restore ourselves. And it's not just ourselves. But we need to restore our friends and neighbors as well. If we see they're lost on their path, physically, spiritually, they need aid, assistance, psychologically, mentally, physically, professionally, and also spiritually, we can help restore them. Let's hope that at this time of year, as everyone is trying to do teshuvah, we too can restore ourselves and others around us back to God, back to ourselves. We shouldn't in any sense be lost. We should return ourselves to where we need to be. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation for a discussion of lost objects. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha, various upcoming holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.